Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On podcast and topical Bible study here at 91.5 FM and on our website at ourlighthouse.net, and that is the website for Lighthouse Christian Church. We're located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, and we hope that you guys enjoy tuning in to the program, hearing the Word of God topically being displayed and discussed openly and uncandidly. I have a co-host with me today. It's Miss Martita Stanton. Martita, welcome to the program again.
Hey, thank you, Kevin. Hi, everybody.
Yeah, she's a regular, and we love having her here. And it's just so amazing being able to bounce things off of you. We've known each other for years. We've done Bible college. We've taught Bible colleges.
Yes.
Together and been to Bible college.
Minister together.
You know, you name it. We've done it in the kingdom, and it's a powerful thing. But we want to bring a topic today to each and every one of you that I think is going to be very effective for you in your life. And what's our topic today, Martina?
Effective prayer.
Effective prayer. How do we pray effectively? How do we have a conversation with God? How do we hear and take that conversation with God and bring it to a conversation with people and pray over them? You know, you can pray to God, you can pray, you know, with other people. So there's a lot of dynamics to prayer, and I think we can kind of hit on some of those today. So,
Kevin, one thing I want to say, it's amazing how studying the Word, which I love, we love to study the Word. We've studied prayer before, but every time I study it, I learned something new.
Absolutely.
The Lord takes me to a different level in something new that I sit there in awe, because it's like we people say, oh, I heard that before. Oh, I studied that before. You never stop learning.
No, I don't think we could ever mine the treasure out of the Word of God in a lifetime.
Yes,
there's
it's
so
amazing.
Much that God has.
But we have to have the attitude of learning.
Yes.
Not say, I know. Say, keep teaching me, Lord.
Yeah.
Take me to the next level. Change me from inside out. I want more of you.
Yeah.
And the more you do that, the more things He will show you. And it's amazing. I don't get tired of it.
I've been a Christian for 35 years, Martita. And I'm learning now that the more I think I know, the less I know.
That's so true.
And it's like in 35 years and everything that God has shown me and taught me and helped me to know and understand, now I just see an even greater depth of God. Every time I open the book, every time I, you know, get into prayer with Him, He just begins to reveal something new to me every time.
The way I see is, the more I learn, the more I realize how little I know.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my gosh, I'm just a baby.
Absolutely.
You know, it's amazing. But it's so, just, I know so little.
Yeah.
It just blows me away.
And, you know, that is just the idea that we need to stay humble. We need to stay in submission. Pride is always looking to enter in and puff us up and say, we know what we know. Oh, we got it all figured out. We don't. We're giving you everything that we can sincerely from our heart here on the program to help you turn the light on in your life and begin to understand the Word of God at a greater level. But what is so important about prayer?
Let's start with this. Without prayer, you can't be saved.
Right.
Because that is the first thing we have to do to have a relationship with the Lord. Have that salvation
prayer.
Have
a relationship with the Lord.
Yes. I mean, we say, oh, I'm praying, but do you have a relationship with the Lord?
Right.
So that is the number one Most important. I can go and pray for people to be healed. I can pray and get demons out and set them free. Great. But then they die and go to hell?
Right.
So the most important one is to come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior.
And it's not necessarily, you know, the Bible says believe in your heart.
Yes.
And confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and you'll be saved, right?
Very simple.
So it's not prayer like you think, oh, I need to pray this prayer, Lord Jesus, come into my life, come into my heart. You know, we do that in church because it helps people.
Yes.
But true prayer is just believing in God and communicating with Him and having a relationship
with Him.
With Him. And, you know, I think that what the most important thing about prayer is that it connects us to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Because, you know, God is three, you know,
yes.
And we can communicate with each one individually,
yes.
and we can have a relationship with the Holy Spirit and miss a relationship with the Heavenly Father.
Yes.
If we're just tuning in just to the Holy Spirit, or everybody always seems to focus on Jesus, and they don't realize the Holy Spirit's here with us now. We can communicate with Him. Prayer is actually stopping and listening.
Yes.
Many times, and just saying, God, I need to hear from you.
And remember, Jesus died to reconcile us to the Father, because the Father wants to have that relationship, like when He walked with Adam and Eve.
Sure.
Now we can do the same thing. So Jesus died to provide that for us. So we need prayer. Prayer is a two-way communication.
Right.
Okay? So it's communing, having a conversation with the Father, with the Son, and with the Holy Spirit.
Sure. You know, I love this idea. The Bible tells us to pray.
That's right.
It tells us to pray. It tells us you need to be a person of prayer. If you consider yourself a believer, then you should have a prayer life.
Yes.
You know, some of us have little bitty prayer lives and others have extensive prayer lives. Some people are called to be intercessors and they spend their entire lives praying and doing things and listening and hearing from the Lord. And others were just like, Lord, I'm just glad you're here with me today and I'm just going to keep moving, Lord. And you know, I don't think there's a right or wrong in all of that. There's not like a certain level of prayer that you have to attain to consider yourself a Christian. But as a believer, I do believe you have to have open communication with God. You have to hear His voice. You have to pray and talk to God and let your request be made known to Him and let His request for you be made known to you so that you can interact with Him and have a true relationship. Because have you ever had a relationship with anybody and you didn't talk to them?
No, that's not a true relationship. Relationship means spending time with somebody, talking to that somebody, being open, completely open with that somebody, but at the same time, letting the other person be open with you and communicate with you, and you need to listen. It's a two-way street, like we said. But let's go to 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18.
Okay.
Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. This is so important.
Sure.
I mean, this is what the Bible is telling us to do. Pray without ceasing.
How do you do that? I know, but I'm just saying.
For me?
Yeah. How do you pray without ceasing?
I have a communication with the Lord all the time.
Right.
So it's like, just if you have your phone and you have your ear pod on and you call on Jesus, you know, you call somebody and you never hang up the phone.
Right.
So that way you're living your life, but you're in total communication with Him.
Right.
It's amazing how now I hardly ever put the radio on my car, which is my time that I always listen to music.
Right.
And now I'm talking to Him. Did you see that, Lord?
Yeah.
What do you think about this? And Lord, I'm thinking about doing this. And I'm just talking with Him like He's sitting right there next to me. Because
well,
he is.
Yeah.
I might not see Him, but He's right there. That's having a communication with Him that is all the time.
So I agree with you on that one. I think that praying without ceasing is having an open communication and dialogue with the Lord at all times.
Yes.
When I walk into a room, I'm like, anything you want to do here, Lord? Anybody you want to talk to? Anybody that needs prayer? What's going on? And then we can get busy and forget to do that.
Yes.
You know, and maybe hang up the call, like you said, and then we have to call God back. But
sometimes
really,
hit the mute button.
Yeah. Or hit the mute button. But isn't it easier to just have that constant, open communication with God, praying without ceasing. That means you're listening. You're not always talking. I think a lot of times people think, well, I need to go pray, and they talk.
Yes.
You know, but I've prayed and just sat there.
Yes.
And said, God, what do you want to say to me? And mm-hmm. just began to, he'll actually plan my day and start telling me things on how to do things better and how, what, who to talk to, who to call, what's going on with this person, you know, you need to check on them.
And sometimes for the ones that, I mean, we're used to listening to God's voice.
Right.
For the ones that are not, it might be a simple thought or all of a sudden the name of somebody comes up that you haven't thought about in 10 years. Okay?
That's not random.
Yes. That name came up for a reason. That's when you say, Lord, do you want me to call this person? And you will feel the desire to call that person or the desire to just pray for that person.
Right.
Whatever it is. All of a sudden, you start feeling things that you didn't think about before, and that's the Lord speaking to you. And if you're open to it, you start connecting more and more. And before you know it, it's like, wow, this is amazing. And that's how it rolls. It might be a thought, it might be a name, it might be a feeling. Connect to it.
Sure.
Okay.
You know, I think a lot of people sometimes pray out of fear.
That is
and
very
they pray
true.
Out of fear. Like in Philippians 4:6, you know, there's a prayer and a petition that you can make to God without worry.
Yes.
And it says, do not be anxious or worried about anything, but in everything, in every circumstance and situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, continue to make your specific request known to God. You know, I see in my Bible that the Word of God says that all my promises are yes and amen in Jesus, right?
That's right.
But it's His promises. Are you attaching your prayer life to the Word of God and actually praying in accordance with God's will? Or are you praying selfishly or out of fear or out of anxiety, like, oh my God, the rent's due. What are you going to, Lord, I need rent. And we get all anxious when and God said He would supply all of your needs. Why aren't we praying that?
Yes.
God, you said You'd supply all my needs, so
but
my
again,
rent's due.
If you have a tight relationship with somebody
mm-hmm.
and an emergency comes and you know that somebody can provide it and you have a tight relationship with them, you don't panic. You call that person right away, says, hey, this is what's going on. I need
right.
your help.
Yeah.
Well, if we do that with the Lord Jesus Christ and the Father and the Holy Spirit, and that the only way to do that is by reading the Word, getting to know them personally and spending time with them. When you do that and
right.
the emergency comes, you won't be anxious because
right.
you know who's got your back.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I always tell people at church, you know, all of heaven is behind you.
That's right.
And heaven is waiting to back you up.
Yes.
But a lot of times we're, through fear, tricked into not allowing heaven to come. And we push God away and we try to do it in our own strength. We're like,
that's right.
I don't have time right now to do it your way, God, because I got to figure this out. And I run off and I start doing things in my own plans in my own ways, and I usually mess it up pretty good, and then God comes back and He helps me, and
He sits there waiting for us.
He's like, okay,
are you ready for me?
Did you get it all figured out? Because
yes.
it doesn't seem like it's working. I'm
yes.
like, you're right,
but
you're right, Lord.
I like about these two verses that it shows pray without ceasing. Both of them say pray. The next one is don't be anxious for anything, and the third thing with thanksgiving.
Yeah,
both of them. We have to have a grateful heart.
Humility.
Yes.
So powerful.
Thank you, Jesus, because I know You got my back. Thank You, Father, because I know You love me and You are going to protect me and provide this thing. Thank You, Holy Spirit, that You never leave me.
Right.
And You're right here and You guide me and You teach me and You will show me the right way to do this. It is amazing if we have that humble and thankful heart, how far it will get us.
Yeah, I think so many times we find ourselves begging God to do something that He's already done.
That's right.
For us. Have you ever
yes.
found yourself doing that? I know I have. And through prayer, you know, I'm like, God, if You would just heal me. And He's like, I already healed you.
That's right.
Jesus died for you on the cross. Healing was made for you. But then we have to basically turn that around, you know, and we have to begin to decree the Word. If we don't know what the Bible says about prayer.
That's right.
You know,
then we don't know what we're doing. And that's
exactly.
when fear comes in and anxiety. But the Word in Job 22:28 says, You will also decide and decree a thing, which means the word of God. Decree what the word says, and it will be established for you, and the light of God's favor will shine upon your ways.
Yeah, there is a right and a wrong way to pray.
That's right.
And the right way to pray is when your prayer agrees with the will word of God and the word of God. So, you know, the wrong way to pray is when your prayer does not agree with the will or the word of God in your life. And now you're building on your house on the sand. Now you're decreeing and declaring things that aren't in line with the word of God. And the Bible says that you can have what you say.
That's
so we have to be very careful that what we are petitioning for and what we are decreeing with our mouth, because we have creative ability, you know, that God has given us with authority in the earth, and what we speak, it has power behind it.
Yes, it does.
It goes out. And, you know, the Bible says you can have what you say. And I know that there are people out there right now that are listening, and they have said things and spoken things, oh, I'm sick of this, and oh, I'm just so tired of everything going this way. And you wonder why you're sick and tired.
Yes.
Because you're speaking those things, you're decreeing them, and they don't line up with the word of God. So we got to begin to decree the word of God over our life.
And you know, there's power in the tongue for life or death. What amazes me, I was talking to a physicist one time, and we were talking about it, about energy, about all this scientific stuff. And he said to me, look at that concrete wall. He says, when you speak, the cells in that, the atoms in that, they will move according to your speech.
Sure.
He says, everything, and this is a physicist. He wasn't a believer. He says, when you speak, whatever you say, it makes things happen.
Wow.
That's the power Powerful. Of the speech. And I looked at him, and I'm like, just like the word of the Lord says.
Yeah.
So this is serious stuff.
Yeah, I mean, so, that's how powerful prayer is.
So let's, right now, in the name of Jesus, I want you to break every curse word that you have spoken over yourself
that's
or
really
other
good,
people.
Yeah,
okay?
Come on, let's do
this. Because when we pray, we could do good and we can do bad. When we say, I am so sick, when I am so tired, oh, I never will amount to anything, I will never get a job. In Jesus' name, we break every curse word that's been spoken for.
Right.
And we speak life and we say, you will get the right job, the specific job that you need to be
yes.
at, because you will be a blessing to them as much as they will be a blessing to you. Every curse word that you are sick and that you will not get better, we break that in Jesus' name. We speak complete healing over your body. I don't
That's
care
right.
what it is. By his stripes, you have been healed completely.
That's right.
He provides all your needs. If you think, oh, my children will never come back, yes, your children will come back in Jesus' name.
That's right.
That is your inheritance. You stand in what the word says. This is important. The only way to find Jesus or the Lord's will is in the word.
Absolutely. You know, if you know how to pray, then you know the desires and the will of God
That's
for your
right.
life. If you don't know what the Bible says, if you don't know what God's will is, and he's made it very clear to you through his word, you will not pray effectively. And if you want to have effective prayers, you got to know and understand what's been given to you, what Jesus paid the price for you to get and receive in your life. And to do that, we have to meditate on the word day and night and then do what it says.
Yes, bless you.
That's located in Joshua 1:8, and it says this, "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may what? Observe to do according to all that is written in it, for then you will make your way what? Prosperous, and then you will have good success."
This is one of my favorites, because it tells me, if I stay with the word, I will know who Jesus is. When it says this book of the law, this is in the Old Testament, it means today, this book of the word, the scriptures. That is so important. You go in there and you learn it and you become it. The more you hear it, your faith will grow, the way you will know how to pray, because it's the will of God.
Right.
And it will be so much easier. And instead of thinking, oh my gosh, what do I do? What do I do? You will know what to do.
Right. That's good. It's good. So what would be some good learning tools for prayer, Martita? What would be some different things that people could do that would help them in their prayer life and help them to better be effective in their praying?
Call upon Jesus.
Right.
First thing, to get saved, I need to call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I need to call upon his name.
Yeah.
Stop caring what people think. Forget pride. This is the, you know, go for it. Be honest. Don't worry about what people.
A lot of people have shackles that are just kind of holding them back, that are, they're afraid to take that leap of faith, to take that step and to be transparent in front of people about their relationship with God.
So what are shackles? What are shackles?
Yeah, it's bondage.
Bondage. How? Well, I'm afraid of people, what they might think. Maybe they won't like me anymore. They won't invite me to go out with them anymore. Those are shackles.
Yeah, and that'll hinder your prayer life.
Yes.
You won't be effectively praying if you're worried about what other people think or even, you know, even your own opinion sometimes you have to lay down.
Yes, and stop trying to figure it out. This is by faith. You have to go in there and say, Lord, this is a heart issue. We're not talking about just your mind. Here is the heart. Be specific. Say exactly what you want and what you need.
Yeah.
And if you don't know what it is, sit down, take the time, and say, Holy Spirit, what is it exactly that I'm going about in here? And then have faith.
Sure. Yeah, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 says, without faith, it is impossible to please him.
That's right. And then let's go to Mark 11, 22 to 24. Have faith in God, Jesus answered. Truly I tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt in their heart, but believes that what they say will happen, it will be done for them.
That's so good.
We need to speak to the mountain. The mountains are your circumstances.
Yeah.
What is the circumstance?
That's where the faith comes in.
Is it marriage? Is it a job? Is it sickness? Go for it. And do not doubt, but totally believe that what you decree in Jesus' name will happen.
Yeah.
And it will happen.
That's so good. Man, we hope you guys are really enjoying the topic today. We're just talking about effective prayer and how we can have that relationship with God, how we can tie everything together and make communication a priority, because we have to communicate with God if we're going to have a relationship with him. So guys, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to hear from our sponsors, and just, we are so blessed by them. And we'll be right back here at Turn the Light On.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet. Jesus is coming back. Are you ready? Join us every Thursday night for discipleship encounters here at Lighthouse Christian Church. That's right, it's Thirsty Thursday from 6:30 to 8 p.m., and we're spending time learning, encountering, and becoming equipped as believers for the great revival that's beginning to unfold. Come experience the power of the gospel and learn how to share Christ in a modern world. For more information, go to ourlighthouse.net or show up at 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's no cost for this event, and child care is provided.
Yeah. Joyful. Today. Are you 18 to 29 years old? If so, Launch Young Adult Ministries is the place you want to be. We meet every Sunday night at 6:30 in the Double Bubble at Lighthouse Christian Church, 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's fun and fellowship, so come on out as we get you ignited to launch you to where God wants you to be. For more information about Launch, check us out at our website, ourlighthouse.net, or on Instagram at launch_youngadultministries. And I ain't gonna let it slip away.
I'm gonna be joyful. All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Hope you are enjoying the topic today. It's effective prayer, Martita, and we've been talking about it, but what is the most effective prayer of all of the prayers that we can pray?
The prayer of salvation.
Yeah.
And I want to go ahead and read John 14:6, where he says, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And then and in Acts 2:21 says, and everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
Right. So calling on the name of the Lord is prayer.
That's right.
You know, so we are saying today that if you don't know Jesus, you need to first and foremost call on the name of the Lord.
Yes.
Just call on him. It's like that phone is call that you were simple? Talking about. Make the call and don't hang up.
Yes. And do it from the heart. Okay. Everything is about the heart. So we want to call upon the name and say, Lord, I need you. It's simple. It's not complicated.
Right. And many times in church, Martita, we walk people through a prayer.
Okay. Yes.
Like I said before, it's not something that you have to do to be saved, but it helps people along the way. So why don't we just walk through that prayer just so that people who already know Jesus will know how to maybe help someone else learn and make that petition of prayer to call on the name of the Lord. Or if you've never done it before, you can do it right here, right now on the program.
That's right. So let's go for it. Heavenly Father, I thank you for sending your Son, Jesus, to die on the cross to provide forgiveness of sin and reconciliation with you. By faith, I believe that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, and now sits at your right hand. Lord, I repent of my sins and I receive your forgiveness, your love, and your salvation.
Yeah, so good.
Amen.
So simple, you know, and if that's too complicated for you, Lord Jesus, I receive you in my life.
Amen.
It doesn't have to be complicated.
No.
But it's that connection.
Yes.
That's what prayer really is. Effective prayer is making a connection with God in your life, guys.
Yes.
Taking the time today to actually spend a moment with the Lord instead of spending it all on yourself or spending it on all the different things that you're doing. Stop what you're doing right here, right now, as you're listening to the program. When we finish, take a moment and just open up that call,
yes,
that dialogue with the Lord, and then never hang it up. Just begin to talk to him, like you said, like he's sitting right next to you, because he is.
That's right.
And he loves you. He's for you. We're believing that God is going to open up a whole new relationship with you as you do this. We thank each and every one of you for turning the light on today. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Marylawn, Florida. Our service times are on Sunday at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning for our radio show, Turn the Light On, at 7:30 on WMIE 91.5 or any of our social media channels. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to see you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.